You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here.
We are gathered here as advisors, as scientists.
The kind of place we expect a ghost to like to wander.
I'll help you. I'm something of a witch.
Welcome to Mission Spooky. I'm your fantastic host, JC. With me today, as per usual, the queen of everything herself, Kiki, and our local cryptid enthusiast, Cordy Poo. How you guys doing?
I got Captain Crunch in my belly, so I'm doing pretty damn good.
I love Captain Crunch so much.
Yeah, buddy.
The only way that could be better is if Captain Crunch and Captain Morgan's had a baby.
I don't like alcohol, so...
It's not about you, Cord.
Yeah, well, it is, because he did ask me how I was doing, so,
Me how I was doing, okay?
Yeah, well...
Both of us!
You said I was going first, so there you go.
I was waiting, and then you didn't, and so I jumped at the opportunity.
Oh, yeah. You know what? How are you, JC?
I mean, I'm okay. It's kind of cold and wet today. I'm hoping this is like one of the
Nobody
wet days.
Anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to have to cut this, but when he said cold and wet, I was going to be like... But
I guess that's one for the blooper reel.
Could not say that out loud is what I said in
my
mind.
You not only said it out loud, you said it on recording.
I'm going to be honest. I was reading something and did not pay attention to anything that just happened.
Good.
Yeah, I felt like it was probably for the best for my self-esteem anyway. I wasn't writing a letter to my therapist. That'd be ridiculous, right?
Yeah, we all have one of those every now and then, you know.
Which letter did you write?
No. So anyway.
It was an F, wasn't it?
So anyway. Did we go over how you guys are doing yet? If you guys had to give me like your top five cereal tier list, what would it be?
The top three slots for me would be taken up by Cinnamon Life.
That makes sense.
Fuck yes.
And then Captain Crunch. And then for number five, it would be a cereal I haven't seen in probably 30 years, which is Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
That has to still exist.
If it does, it has eluded me.
It's probably at like one of the weird, like, not weird, like it's weird to shop there, but like they carry weird ass things, stores like Aldi's, where they just get weird brands and like, yep, we made a trial run of this and it failed and nope, get rid of it.
Fair.
Or Grocery Outlet.
Okay, this is like super easy for me. All right, five. In the first four in no particular order. Golden Grahams, Apple Jacks, Captain Crunch, and Life cereal. Okay, but the number one that I can, it's gone. You can't get it anymore, is Buckwheats. And if anybody knows the pain and suffering of not being able to eat Buckwheats anymore, or knows of a cereal that is like that, it's... MissionSpookyPodcast@gmail.com.
Tell me now.
That's very fair.
All right, JC, go.
Crap. I'm not used to you guys actually caring about my opinions on things.
God.
I didn't have a list for me. I would say, let's start at the bottom here. Fruity Pebbles. I just like them because it makes me feel giant when I'm eating them because they're little tiny guys.
No, yeah, 100%. Good choice.
Cocoa Pebbles, because it's same thing, but chocolate, and chocolate's fantastic.
I just really love the Flintstones.
I do, too. Yeah, there's also that. For number three, that's where it gets tough. So Special K, but with the strawberries in it, like the dehydrated strawberries. Yeah, it's just good.
I love our cereal.
And then number two, the mini wheats, Frosted Mini Wheats. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a good classic, you know, reminds me of being a kid when I was at home, you know, as a young lad. which is crazy because that's the one I feel like older, like older kids eat instead of like Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles doesn't remind me of being a kid because my mom would never have gotten that because she'd be like, "You're fucking hyper enough."
Yeah.
No, that is pure goddamn sugar. So, and then number one, I'd probably have to say, Boo Berries.
Oh man.
Fucking Boo Berries is just terrific. And I'm sad none of you guys went with a spooky or a goat, like Count Dracula or whatever the fuck. Like, Count you guys Dracula? Are disappointments. Yeah. You guys are disappointments.
I like Boo Berry, but this is what I was about to say. I'm so happy that none of us on any of our lists put that fucking monstrosity looky fucking charms on there. Because marshmallows are gross.
I was afraid you were going to say grape nuts because that actually comes in at like 5 or 6 or 6 or 7 for me.
I have no problem with grape nuts.
I like to eat sand, apparently.
I don't even know the fuck grape nuts are.
I actually, for pretty much my whole life, have been a massive fan of Raisin Bran, the old people cereal.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's not a bad choice.
When it goes into my when I get Raisin Bran, it's literally gone by like the end of the day. Although it's not even one of my favorite cereals. I barely ever eat it, but I get that Raisin Bran, it's just gone.
So podcast idea number 10,000. We're called Cereal Podcast, but we don't talk about serial killers, we talk about cereal.
You mean like Justin McElroy's The Empty Bowl?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't.
He has a podcast about cereal.
Well, what the fuck? God damn it.
It's a meditative podcast.
I would bet there's probably like 35 other podcasts about cereal.
Oh, yeah. I bet you there's podcasts about like, we're the Kellogg's podcast. We're the General Mills podcast.
Let's find out. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. What in the fuck did he fuck? Okay, I really wasn't expecting.
It's like a more popular genre than history is cereal.
Yeah, really. It's just yeah. Okay, so yeah, number one, the empty bowl. Saturday morning cereal bowl. Seriously cereal. Cereal killer. Someone already fucking sold that idea, I figured, right? Cereal at midnight, historically thinking. Yeah, which general history, but obviously the serial entrepreneur. Come on, man. Like an actual talk. A 3-year-old and a 5-year-old share their thoughts over breakfast. It's called the cereal bowl. Like,
I kind of want to listen to that. I feel like it's adorable. I feel like it's adorable. And they're probably way more successful than we are.
Soggy cereal. The cereal podcast. It's the serial killer. It's just multiple called cereal. I don't know how they get away with that. I don't understand. Cereal viewing. Cereal atomic radio. That's not about cereal, but still. Okay, I'm done with this. Fuck it. Bad idea. Never mind. Moving on. Well, we are going to kick off summer, finally.
On this cold, rainy day.
Yeah, with some awesome, we got a whole summer of like cool things planned. So I had a little poll on our brand new Facebook fan group, which you can get to by just going to Mission Spooky Podcast on Facebook. You can hit the little down button for more and you can hit groups and it takes you right there. It's brand new, so we only have like 7 people. I'm sure we'll get there. I know that there's hundreds of you out there because you're listening, but y'all don't like to talk on social media, at least not on Twitter, and I don't blame you. So I figured I'd try Facebook groups and we'll see if we can get some interaction from you guys if you want to join us over there and talk to us about episodes, etc., etc. But anyway, I did ask the question about what was spookier, like forests or haunted hikes, etc. So far, the voting has been for haunted hiking. I asked that question for a reason, because that is possibly something in the future that we'll be talking about. But we're going to start it off right because I'm about to ruin a whole bunch of legends from Pennsylvania. After the break.
Yay. We did it again.
We're ruining everything. So we're going to break for sponsor. And when we get back, we will talk about Haunted Lakes of Pennsylvania. Welcome us back so I can talk about death.
Welcome back, you sexy sons of guns.
I like that this song just happens to fall on today's episode. I was going to change it, but then I realized it's called Ruin. And I was like, that's fucking perfect because I'm about to ruin everything. Well, not everything, guys, I promise. I'm about to ruin one in particular, but it's okay. I think you'll agree that it's like fucked up and it doesn't make any sense. And I can't wait I'm saving it for last because it's a little bit long. And
that's what she said.
JC is gonna like be like, what in the fuck, and it's gonna be great.
Now I want to be very like even keel about it.
Okay, all right, We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. If I remember, I'll probably forget by then.
Hey, Cord.
What?
Got a joke for us, Cord?
Yeah, hold on. This one's a one-liner. You don't even need to be part of this joke. Yeah, a friend of mine used to live in a lake filled with ducks, but he moved out. Got fed up with all the bills. Yeah, got him.
Oh, my God.
Get it?
No.
Ducks. How about another one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me another one. Let's do a palate cleanser.
Who carries out medical operations in a lake?
A sturgeon?
That would be the sturgeon, baby.
I hate you.
Got him.
Oh, God. All right. Fantastic.
There you go.
That was great.
I hate that he started doing this joke thing. I hate it. I mean, I love it, but I hate it.
There's a...
Give us another one. Give us another one.
I love that he cracks himself up before he even starts.
Man, you want another one? You want three?
Yeah, let's do a third. Let's do a third. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Hey, JC, real problem. Last week I went down to the lake, dropped my phone in there. See, the real problem is it's still sinking. get it? Sinking? Yeah. Yeah, that one's for you, buddy.
That's the lamest fucking shit I think I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, here's one. Where do ghosts go to sail, JC?
Where?
They go over to Lake Erie.
Man, I don't have a segue for Lake Erie today because we're not talking about Lake Erie today. You know why?
We're here to ruin things, and every ghost story about Lake Erie is 100,000% true. You heard it here first, guys. Every one of them is true.
Yeah, why else would they call it that?
Yeah, it's the spookiest lake.
We're not talking about Lake Erie today because Lake Erie is like so massive with the amount of stories that it requires an episode by itself.
And
which
all
we
true.
Will do, but just not today. Today we're going to stick with the small lakes and places that you can travel to very easily kind of thing. Like maybe even hit a couple in one day. That's what I had in my head, but we'll see. First, we're going to start with not necessarily a haunted lake, but one that I came across when I was doing our research on the French and Indian War. I'd never heard about this, and to me it's like one of those, I want to go because it's just creepy as fuck, but no like actual apparitions, no, you know, like nothing's attached to it that's necessarily spooky, right? And that is called Bloody Pond in New York, up near Lake George.
I thought you said we were doing Pennsylvania. This is...
And I said...
I feel cheated.
99.9% is not... This is the one thing. And it's not haunted. I said that. It's not haunted. But I want to mention it because we just got done talking about the French and Indian War a couple episodes ago. Actually, well, no. The Paxton Boys. That's one episode... two episodes ago now. It was during the Battle of Lake George. And there were hundreds of corpses dumped into this pond. And we know this because it's a marker. There's a historical marker on it too. I will be able to read that to you. It says, here on September the 8th, 1755, the Battle of Lake George, the colonial forces under Lieutenant Colonel Cole checked the hitherto successful advance of Baron Dieskau. I believe that's how we're supposed to say it. And his allies, changing the English route into ultimate victory. Here, likewise, on the evening of the same day, Captain McGinnis, assisted by Captain Folsom, with 200 New York and New Hampshire men, fell upon 300 Canadians and Indians encamped near the pond for the night. After a desperate struggle, the French force was almost annihilated. Over 200 bodies rolled into the pool, stained its waters red, and gave it its name. In this conflict, Rogers, the famous ranger, made his debut as a soldier. Now, for those of you interested, that would be Robert Rogers. He is famous American frontiersman.
Roger, Roger.
Right? He is in command of a militia force known as Rogers Rangers. They won quite a bit of repute during the French and Indian War. About 600 frontiersmen altogether. These guys had adapted Native American techniques for fighting. Yeah, they were a force to be reckoned with during that time period. Interesting little side note. This one not haunted, but still I think that's kind of creepy. And true. True facts.
True facts here at Mission Spooky. Dump bodies into lakes. It's what our forefathers would have wanted.
Yeah, probably.
do that.
I'm just trying to live the life the founding fathers would have wanted me to live.
That's fair.
Yeah. Sorry for being an American.
You should be.
Nope.
So one of the things I came across in doing, or across, as some people around here like to say, notice that I came across, like, there's no T on the end of that. Anyway, there are an awful lot of lake ghost stories that involve a lady in white.
And why is that?
I don't know. My favorite is just, here's the name of a lake. It's haunted by a lady in white who supposedly died of drowning in the lake a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Seems pretty legit to me. I don't know what you're all up in arms about.
It's just, it's so funny. I'm like, wow, so no thought at all has gone into the process of trying to find out if these things are true or... Okay. Alrighty. What I also found out was, I knew that we had talked about this before, and I knew that there was a lot of these around. I just didn't realize that almost every single time I went to look up a damn lake, it was going to be one of these freaking lakes that was man-made in the 1970s by that asshole.
Yes, the asshole that gave us a whole bunch of parks.
Yeah.
State parks that made Pennsylvania one of the most beautiful states to live in. Yeah, that asshole. How rude.
Yeah, the asshole that like forced people to give up their homes through eminent domain and then kick them out.
I didn't lose my home from it.
Yeah, okay. Welcome back, JC. Wow, missed you.
Yep.
Missed you and your unique perspective on life.
Humans suck. We should get out of nature's way.
Well, we'll call it a unique perspective.
I also did find a few interesting things that were, in some cases, more interesting than the ghost story around the lake. So let's start with the ones that are, a couple of them, that are total bullshit. These are my favorites. We're going to start with a place called Lake Wallenpaupack. Guess what they see here? Actually, this one is not a ghostly woman. This is supposed to be a boat that appears on the lake with no one on board. Just a boat. Just a ghostly apparition of a boat floating on the lake.
I'm scared.
I mean, that sounds cool as hell. I want that to be a thing. I want someone to contact us at missionspookypodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. You contact me and you tell me that you saw a ghostly boat with nobody in it that was floating on Lake Wallenpaupack and then it just disappeared. You tell me that. I might believe you. But there's absolutely no evidence to support any of that. I couldn't even find anyone anywhere that had a story of a firsthand account of seeing shit. I was disappointed.
Well, I'm not looking for shit. I'm looking for a ghost boat.
I knew that lake. You were going to say that. See, yeah. I set you up for that. I set you up.
The only reason he said is because he beat me to it.
Yeah.
Lake Wallenpaupack. Turns out this is reservoir. It is the second largest lake contained entirely in Pennsylvania. The first one is one that we've already talked about, Raystown Lake.
Oh, where there's a sea monster. Well, yeah. Lake monster,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. The shorter version of this is that unlike other lakes that were flooded, like areas that were flooded on purpose, this one does have remnants of the town under the lake. And that is a town called Wilsonville that used to be there before. It went through a lot of changes. PP&L wound up buying this land. It's a whole thing. Like, that's a history unto itself. Interesting, but, you know.
And for those that don't know, PP&L is like our local power and electric, no, gas, right?
Pennsylvania Power and Light, yeah.
Yeah.
They got a good deal on it. Let's just say that. They got a really good deal on it.
Yes, giant corporations always get a good deal on things.
1926 or so. Well, there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened before. That's what I said. There's like a whole history of this area. It's interesting, but I don't feel like getting into that exactly today. It is straight history. There's nothing here that's haunted about it. But I did think it was interesting because we see a lot of these lakes, and I'm going to talk about another one in a minute, that people are very insistent. Oh, there's a town under there. And you're like, no, there's not though, bro. Like, that's not how it worked. They always got rid of stuff. But this one, they did the sonar and found out that, yeah, like parts of it are still down there. They got pictures. Very interesting. But anyway, sorry, no ghosts. I don't think there's ghosts. I will add that it's about 46 minutes away from the candle shop that we talked about with the haunted monkeys or the ghost monkeys.
Yeah.
So if you want to make like a little ghost monkey trip up to the Poconos and then hit Lake Wallenpaupack, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's beautiful. I highly suggest going there this summer. I don't know. Be on the lookout for a ghost boat. Maybe it shows up. I don't know. Somebody needs to get on that. The next one is Lake Carey. Boy, this one's funny. The legend here is supposed to be that a woman drowned in the lake while she was searching for her child, and said woman supposedly haunts the lake, another lady in white. So a funny thing happened when I was trying to look this up, because of course I type in like Lake Carrie, I try haunting, Lake Carrie ghost, you know, something to that effect, like see if I get any hits at all, right? And instead, I found out that Mariah Carey has cookies for sale.
Yes, she does. Very much so, yes.
Yeah, I was like, what? And then, of course, I had to find out, does Mariah Carey, in fact, have a cookie place, like, near here? There's one in Wissahickon, and there's supposedly one in Springfield, which is not Springfield Township, but Springfield down by the airport. Now I'm texting my husband, like, are you aware you can get Mariah Carey's cookies down the Springfield? You need to bring me some home on Monday. Yeah, so that turned up nothing except Mariah Carey's cookies.
Makes sense. Logically, yeah.
Lake Carey ghost, Mariah Carey's cookies. Okay.
Yeah, logically makes a lot of sense.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Just got Heath Bar Crunch, man.
Now you're making me hungry.
I know, I'm starving to death. Anyway, then I checked out Lake Pleasant, because that was supposedly also haunted by a woman in white.
Well, that's not very pleasant of it.
Anyway, she, you know, again, many believe she drowned in the lake many years ago. Well, guess what? I can't find any evidence that anybody drowned in the fucking lake. But this is actually a really important lake, because guess what was discovered there?
Water.
The sword of King Arthur.
Oh.
God damn it.
You asked us to guess.
A woolly mammoth.
That is also very cool.
Right.
And better of a guess than water would have been.
Wait, what was it? My headphones fell off.
Wow.
I wish I was even kidding. I honestly missed it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It's fine. A woolly mammoth skeleton.
Oh.
Yeah, way cooler, right?
Yeah, Pennsylvania has a lot of crazy fossils and stuff. Things like the Dying PA.
Nice.
What?
So in 1991, diver George Moon found the scapula of a woolly mammoth. Over the next 2 months, Moon and a team slipped into the 64-acre lake near, well, it's in Erie County, so it's close to Lake Erie. They did this more than 30 times to pull up the mammoth skeleton. There's an interesting little article about it. It talks about how he did get an anthropologist involved, and I think from there, paleontologists wind up getting involved, but they had to do this in secret because they didn't want to set up the normal, like, archaeological grid. Mm-hmm. That we use, right? Because they're like, if we do that, somebody's going to catch on that something's going on here. And the last thing we need is for somebody else, like, fucking diving here, like, stealing the stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's very logical, actually.
Right? So it's just imagine, like, these secret diving missions going on every night for, like, 2 months straight, with them desperately trying to get this skeleton out of the lake before somebody else does. Also interesting that it seems like it did not die in the lake, that it may have been actually placed there on purpose. There was evidence of parts of the skeleton having cut marks on it, as if someone had cut the meat off. And they think that they were attempting to use the cold temperature of the lake, perhaps during a winter month, to preserve the mammoth meat.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So, neat. Very cool. I did look up to try to figure out where that skeleton is now, and I've just found one article that was like 2021 that said that it was still not able to be put on display. But this was, you know, this was 91 when they found it. I know it was on display for a while, and then there was a couple universities that had it for a little while to study it. So it's been around.
The skeleton's been around the block, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was a little snippet about Lake Neshaminy. In Montgomery County. Guess what? Oh, well, not a woman, okay? But, quote, ghostly activity, including apparitions and strange noises. Some of this has been attributed to Native American tribes once living in the area, but no evidence. However, we will be talking about Neshaminy Creek in an episode later this season. Unrelated, but so, you know.
Wow, spoilers.
Yeah, sorry. All right. So, yeah, sorry. Sorry, those lakes didn't really pan out. Bunch of suck. But hey, still really pretty. But then there's Lake Galena. And after going through all these other lakes and all these other ladies in white and all these, you know, these other women haunting lakes, apparently there's this connection between women and lakes. We should probably talk about that, right? Like, what the fuck? Why is it always a woman? How come there's never any dudes haunting lakes? I don't understand.
Because dudes take aquatic safety very seriously.
I mean, that's true. Very true.
Oh, boy.
Look, you asked the question, you got the answer.
I did get an answer. That's true.
The answer.
I'm going to ask a really good question. Do you know anything about Lake Galena at all?
I know that it's a lake.
I've never heard of it, but I'm assuming there's water in it.
That's a good guess.
I know I can always rely on you guys to do the really hard research.
Look, you didn't tell us to research anything. And if you would have, I would have ignored it.
I didn't have time to research it, all right?
That JC is at least 100% honest.
Yep. I will never lie, except when I lie.
By the time you told me the subject, I was going to bed.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You could have looked it up in your sleep.
Totally picking on JC, the fact that he was like, even if you told me, I wouldn't have done it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all know that. Like, come on.
I don't know how to read. I don't know what you guys want.
Unless there's a documentary on it that he can watch, he's not going to read anything.
And even then.
Iffy.
Yeah. He's going to say, oh, I have overtime, I can't.
Okay, so Lake Galena is named for the mining town of New Galena. And I guarantee that, well, you know what? I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to guarantee that neither one of you knows what Galena is.
It's the name of a town and a lake.
No, what it is. Like, what is Galena?
A type of ore.
You just looked it up, didn't you?
No, but you said it's a mining town. So oh, it's I just did. A logical guess.
Okay, all right.
Fucking all right. Amateur hour.
I'll give you that. Okay. There was enough time in between. I was waiting to hear the tap, tap, tap. What is? Galena is a bluish gray or black mineral of metallic appearance consisting of lead sulfide. It is the chief ore of lead and an important source of silver, also known as lead glance. Jacob Niemeyer purchases the property in this area. He is a former California gold miner. So when the Galena is discovered in this area, he kind of takes over. He's going to set up shop. It becomes this thriving mining town and a little hamlet pops up around it. Thus, New Galena is born.
What a trendsetter, you know?
Right. It does really well through the 1800s till about like the late 1800s. Eventually, it's abandoned. And then in 1974, it becomes part of the huge parks project.
Well, I mean, it was already abandoned, so honestly, good for it.
We talk about that whole project is actually in Abandoned Places Volume 1, which is episode 30. The area is flooded in order to create Lake Galena. There are some bloggers out there who insist on saying that there are towns underneath these lakes, especially the ones from the early 70s to mid 70s projects, like Lake Nakamixon that we talk about. But that's not true at all.
Like, there might be a building.
No. So in this case, there are plenty of photographs of the process that they went through. They removed buildings a little bit at a time before they flooded, right? So there's a before picture, there's a during picture, and there's an after picture. Especially when Lake Galena is concerned, you can see these online. And as someone consistently pointed out, it's funny, it had a different name every time, but the same rhetoric every time on these blogs was like, there's no fucking buildings under the goddamn lake. Also, you're right. In this case, a lot of the land was already abandoned. A lot of the homes were kind of run down. And so it seems like families who were offered the eminent domain money, it was easier for them to take the money and go build something new somewhere else than it was to try to restore the home that was already on that property.
Yeah.
Not the same thing as what happened at Lake Nakamixon, where folks did not want to leave and they were forced out. And we go into
I mean, they could have stayed. It's just, you know, would have been hard to breathe after a couple minutes.
I'm done.
Oh, God. Well, in any case, the history of this particular site is important because the possible haunting that happens here is not going to be from the distant past. It's going to be in the more recent past because this wasn't a lake until 1974. And unfortunately, trigger warning, this one is going to talk about taking one's own life. Here we go again with another lady in white, but this one, there is a morning call, the Allentown morning call. From 1992, a 59-year-old woman died when her car plunged into the lake. Witnesses claim that on the morning of Friday, May 27th, 1992, she had driven her car on a boat ramp facing the lake. She seemed to hesitate for a moment on that ramp before driving straight into the lake. Several people tried to save her, but she locked the car doors. Point Pleasant Rescue recovered her body, and her name was Carolyn Bash, and she was originally from Warminster, which it took them about 45 minutes to get to her, and her car was submerged in about 10 feet of water. Because of what happened, the eyewitness accounts, the death is ruled as a suicide.
Yeah, that makes sense, which is sad.
Yeah. The article, though, also mentions that another drowning death happened in 1986 when a woman from Lansdale was found in the lake near Chapman Road Bridge. This is also ruled a suicide by police. The year before that, in 85, two teenage boys were involved in a canoeing accident that took the life of one of them. I can't find an exact date for when the ghostly figures start showing up at Lake Galena, but we're looking at possibly two people who absolutely died there and were both women. When she appears to people, she's either glowing or a translucent type white figure. Then we're going to move on to the most infamous ghost of Bucks County.
Okay.
Good old Midnight Mary.
Oh boy.
I feel like that'd be my stage name. It's a good stage name, right?
It is. Yeah, it is good.
I'm picturing that as like maybe your drag name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. More like that, I guess. I mean, to be fair, that should also be on a stage. Fuck any states that say otherwise.
There you go. Here, here. Okay, this is a lot of fun. I love the story. It's an amazing legend. And it goes something like this. A young woman is on her way from prom with her boyfriend. He's had a little bit too much to drink. And he drives the car by accident into Tullytown Lake. She's found a few days later, floating on the surface of the lake, her beautiful pink dress spread out. And now she haunts the area. Several people claim to have seen a young girl in a pink dress around the lake and on Bordentown Road in Bristol, Pennsylvania. Here's why I just want to say thank you again, United Kingdom, for all of the place names in this entire area of Pennsylvania.
Right.
I like Warminster, Lansdale, Bristol. Thank you. Man, I want this story to be true because it's so fun, right? I don't want to say it's, maybe it's not fun, you know, because people die, but you know what I'm talking about. It's like that urban legend that everybody has.
Yes.
I'm going to start out by saying that I apologize in advance. If you live in this area, this lake is called so many things. It's insane. Some people call it Vanskiver Lake, Vanskiver, I don't know. Vanskiver Lake, Vanskiver sounds good. I don't know. Some people call it Tullytown Lake. Some people call it Penn Warner Lake. Yeah. Some people say it's part of Scott's Creek, which is technically true. And from what I can, historically speaking, understand is that it was mined previously. And so part of this lake is technically man-made just because of the mining operation, and that would be the Vanskiver Lake is where that comes from. Before that, it was just Scott's Creek, and that would be an offshoot of the Delaware River. Holy crap. Okay, and then if anybody's familiar with this area, you'll recognize that Penn Manor is like right down the road from here. Penn Manor is a reconstruction of William Penn's original house. That's a whole other thing. Some people say the ghost is spotted on a bridge. But if you use Google Maps to try to find this bridge, for example, looking at the street view, the place that they're talking about looks like it's not a bridge, it's a causeway. And that is built between those two stretches of water where it's Vanskiver on one side of the lake and Scott's Creek on the other, according to Google Maps. And then the entrance to the Penn Warner Club is kind of like right there.
So not a bridge.
I don't think it's a bridge. But why do any of these details matter at all? Because Midnight Mary is supposed to be the ghost of Gertrude Spring, who died on her way home in 1935. So first, let's start with why the hell is she called Midnight Mary if her name's Gertrude Spring?
Because people like alliterations.
Yes.
Yep, for sure.
Like, I mean, that's the answer.
Oh, wow.
Good job, guys.
Great guess, me. I finally got a guess.
All right, guys. My dear, wonderful listeners that I love so much, what I'm about to tell you about Gertrude Spring is 100% the truth. Please ignore all other stories and urban legends surrounding this poor girl, because they're all wrong.
This sounds very culty, just so we're on the same page. Like, you'll hear other stuff, but trust me, this is the truth. Everything else is wrong. Only listen to the sound of my voice.
Yes, because Kiki doesn't make shit up. You see, this can all be corroborated by simply reading the Bristol Daily Courier, dated June 3rd, 1935. It's that simple. She was 26 years old when she passed away. So she wasn't on her way to or from a prom date at all. She and her companion, a Mr. Badgley, were headed home from the Devon Horse Show. And yes, the Devon Horse Show. Still a huge deal around here, by the way.
I like horses.
Right? They stopped at a friend's house in Bala, which is right outside Philly, for dinner. But they never made it past the Morrisville area on their way home. Mr. Badgley, which I'm assuming is Badgley, it could be Bagley, but I'm going to go with Badgley. I think that sounds right. He was driving Gertrude's new sedan when he failed to round a curve on Bristol Pike and he hit a tree. He was killed instantly. Gertrude is rushed to St. Francis Hospital in Trenton, New Jersey. Gertrude will later die there of her injuries. If you trace the car ride from Bala, you can kind of imagine where the accident might have occurred. Even if the couple is traveling, though, on the old section of Bristol Pike, there's only one area with the curve that, well, you know, kind of looks like it might have been an issue. And that area is nowhere near where most people claim to see this apparition. The area where folks claim to see an apparition, though, is very convenient. As I said, there's a causeway. There's a place to pull off the road, for example.
And do some naughty things?
Maybe.
I'm just saying, maybe they were doing naughty things. That's all I'm asking.
Maybe. Or, like the story I'm about to tell you, the stories are rather compelling. My favorite one. This is why I say the stories are fun. Okay, like the death obviously is no fun. It's very sad. The stories around what happens after are kind of interesting. So the one that I love the most is a truck driver claims to attempt to pick up a girl who appears to be just completely drenched in water. He fears that she's probably fallen in the lake and she's trying to walk home. So he, you know, gonna do the right thing. So he helps her get into his rig, gets her in the passenger seat, shuts the door. He walks around, goes to get in the driver's side, and is completely baffled when he sees nobody sitting in the passenger seat, but there's just a giant puddle left behind.
Ooh.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, that's a little spooky.
Very similar to that, and very similar to other legendary stories we hear. Someone picks up a girl, looks like she's fallen in the lake, drenched in water, wearing a pink dress. They say, hop in the back. I'm going your way. I'll get you home. Don't worry, right? They look in the rearview mirror. Nobody's there. She's gone. Again, leaving a puddle behind in the car. The other ones are basically seeing a beautiful young girl dressed in pink dancing across the lake as if she's kind of gliding above it, dancing. People, though, have become so fixated on the concept that Gertrude is Midnight Mary that it seems like no one's asking who the hell this ghost really is. There seems to be like so many stories about this particular girl and the whole like, you know, drenched and blah, blah, blah. And it's not raining. So that it's always like, oh, my God, she fell in the lake and we have to like help her. It's like no one's asking who that is. And it's so annoying because Gertrude didn't drown. Her car hit a tree. I mean, sure, it may have happened near Von Skyver Lake, but it still was on dry land. The car didn't go into the lake. She wasn't in a pink fucking prom dress found floating on the top of the lake. And the best part is that her Find a Grave webpage, and I know some of you may be familiar with what I'm talking about. Find a Grave is very helpful, especially with like famous folks or just, you know, just you trying to find your family, for example. The article that I'm talking about is attached to that page. At this point, there is absolutely no reason why anyone should think that Gertrude is Midnight Mary. They're not the same person.
Got it. Same person.
Punch you right through the screen. Oh my God.
It's a good thing you can't, because I would get punched a lot.
Yeah.
like a lot. Guys, I'd probably have to like contact Child Protective Services for myself or something. Who do you, are there like Adult Protective Services?
I like how you went to child. That's perfect. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I mean, got it right. Child Protective Services. Yep.
Got it.
You're good.
Good.
The thing is, I can't find any, I, you know, of course I delved into it. I was like, well, there's got to be somebody else. There has to be like some other person who died there. Like, what's up with that? Like, why are there so many stories? So you're either left with like, this is someone else that we don't know about, or is it made up? Like, is it just 100% made up? I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, it's definitely, there's multiple people seeing the same thing. So it's, in my opinion, likely that, or having a very similar event play out. So it's possible, you know, not all deaths get recorded properly. And who knows, somebody else might have died in that area that's just not recorded right. Or maybe it's just, you know, not every ghost is, they died there. Who fucking knows what the rules are? That's my thing. But people are having these experiences and, you know, they're having these experiences.
I think it's aliens.
Or Bigfoot. Bigfoot fucking aliens. Imagine a gray.
Aliens dropped off Bigfoot and he scared her so that she ended up driving into a tree and running into the lake.
That's a possibility.
And then she stole Bigfoot's pink prom dress.
Yeah, because Bigfoot was going to the prom.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with his date, of course, the Chupacabra.
Yes, that sounds all very likely.
They were going to alien prom.
Kiki right now is just sitting at home with her head in her hands being like, why these two?
She's taking her glasses off. She's rubbing her eyes. She's going, how could these people be
my son's more mature than both of these. And he's like 5 or 6. I don't know how old your son is. I'm dumb. But, you know, he's like a little lad and they're adults with jobs and he's more mature.
Not just jobs. I'm middle management. I'm a manager. Imagine that. I tell you how to do your job.
You don't tell me shit.
I tell you shit all the time, JC.
That's fair. Sometimes he literally just calls me up. I pick up the phone and he just says hangs up. Kiki hasn't said anything in too long and now we're just going with it. And this is our podcast now.
Welcome to the JC and Cord Show. We're idiots and we like spooky stuff.
Yeah, I'll punch a ghost in the face. Cord, if you had to put your money on a fight between a ghost and a poltergeist, who would win?
Me, because I get to see a ghost fight a poltergeist.
Yeah, but between those two, who would be victorious?
Not the kid who gets stuck inside the TV.
That's fair, I guess.
Also, probably not the guy whose face falls off in the mirror.
That poltergeist movie was barely a poltergeist. It was more demonic bullshit than anything. Like, that's not what poltergeist does.
It doesn't hold up well at all, but it also traumatized me as a child. So
yeah, that's fair. Especially the face melt scene. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yes.
Actually, for me, it's the doll.
The face melting scene stuck with me until I watched it like 2 years ago. And then I was like, oh, this movie looks really bad now.
Yeah.
Like really bad.
Did Kiki die of old age finally?
Oh, my God.
Get it? Because she's old.
I was just waiting for you guys to be done.
We just kept going because you didn't stop us.
I'm waiting. I figured out
we're waiting for you to start telling us about lakes.
That's the last Pennsylvania lake besides Lake Erie that I said has a very long history. That is a episode unto itself. There's a lot of really cool stuff with Lake Erie that we're talking like ghost ships and all kinds of cool shit. So that needs to be a lot longer. Yeah. Mythologically speaking, there is a long history of like women being related with water as far as spirits of women, that sort of thing. It does make you wonder, like, in a situation like this where you have this continual woman walking around trying to lure people into helping her, I didn't notice any women telling the story. It was mostly men, or all men telling the story of how they helped this girl. And that just kind of reminds me.
That's because women aren't helpful.
Oh my God.
That's the only conclusion I can come to in this situation.
Wow. Okay. I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Fuck you.
What a good time.
Wow. Okay. So anyway, that's what we have today. And the funny part is, like, I'll cut all of that out. So when I say, so anyway, ending, that's what we have for today. People, unless you have Patreon, are not going to understand what just happened.
You're not going to understand why she's as upset with us as she is.
You'd be like, what was said that she took out of this podcast? I want to know. Well, you can know, but we'll get to that in the next section. That is what I have today for Haunted Lakes of Pennsylvania, plus one.
Yeah, plus that New York place.
That wasn't York. Haunted, but just really cool.
Plus one.
I got a great band, though, today. Funny story, and I really want you guys to go listen to these great guys. Their band's called Hallowed Hearts, and I screwed up last year. I had so many responses back from multiple bands all at once for last October that there were a couple people that got missed. And I already went over the one person, Haldol, who was earlier this year, who got missed by accident. And Hallowed Hearts was the other one. These guys were cool enough to be like, dude, it's all good. We understand. Shit happens, right? They're from New York. And much like I did to some of these stories, this song is called Ruin. I put a lot of thought into when these things get played. So anyway, listen to Ruin. Go check out Hallowed Hearts on Bandcamp. They're on Instagram. Very cool. You know, again, gothy. So they will be, though, one of our last goth bands for a little bit until we get back up into September, because we have a whole bunch of really effing cool summer vibin type music coming. And I know that Cord is
hell
super excited about what we got lined up for the summertime. It is a genre that I love too, which is kind of crazy if you think about it. I'm such a friggin' goth girl, but
I'm so hyped.
I know.
Unfathomably.
you and Logan are so hyped that Logan will be joining us for one of our episodes because we're going to be playing one of his favorite bands. Yes. So we're excited about that. It's going to be fun.
That's great news.
All right. So when we get back, we're going to do Spooky Squad updates.
Like ticking clocks, even stand still. I stand on the dock. I see a silhouette, a past unseen. I open up the door now. It's me, what does it mean? A broken past on the floor. I stare at myself. I long for more, like broken shells.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, that did it for me. Yeah.
That noise was unsettling to me.
That was like the noise you hear when you're not so sure if a creepy dude is sitting in the bushes outside your window. You're like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah. Exactly what you think it was.
Are you the creepy guy in my bushes, JC?
Yes. I'm surprised you didn't figure this out earlier.
Well, you're probably not the only creepy guy in the bushes.
No, there's a club.
Really? Can I join?
No, that would kind of ruin it.
That's, it's only a little discriminatory, I guess, but.
All right, guys, this is going to be funny.
How funny?
Oh, man. Okay, so. First of all, I want to thank our latest patron for joining us. Thank you
welcome.
So much. It's not you.
Shut up. It's just JC's given us like all of our Patreon money just under different screen names. Now I'll subscribe to the $5 under Jerry the Frying Pan. Like what?
This shout out goes to Trison Magic Fingers. Thanks for joining us on Patreon.
I love the name.
That's a good name. It's a strong name.
Yes. And if you want to join us, we have three levels. We have the $1, $3, and $5 level. One single buck gets you our undying gratitude and a shout out on the cast. just like I did for Trice and Magic Fingers just now. It also gets you access to our boober reels. The archive states episodes as they come out, because we're not always, sometimes they're a little bit staggered. So those archived episodes get on the $1 level. And the $3 level gets you access to the side missions earlier if we're putting one out. Kihi's Quirks, which just started up again. I will have one. It should be out this month, actually. Cord, join me. We're going to be doing some magic related stuff. So if Cord can join me, or JC can join, because I know JC couldn't join that one because you were working your overtime.
Oh, yeah.
They're extra. So it just depends on JC's schedule. You also receive access to the digital stat block card and the art card for Cord versus Scripted, which will begin again in a month officially.
Yes.
Lastly, you have access to our exclusive States episodes, which include Cord. So the archived old ones are $1. The brand new ones are $3. With our recording schedule, because JC had to work like so much overtime in the last month, I'm replacing one of those States episodes with my longer Quirks episodes that Cord joined me for. But then we'll be back on track for the following month for States. The $5 level gets you access to a private Discord server, and I've been trying to do a once a month just live chat on that server. Anybody can join our regular Discord community, which we're trying to grow. We've got channels for cryptid talk and ghost talk and UFO talks and TikTok talks and, yeah, just all kinds of stuff. D&D, gaming, if you're an artist, if you're another fellow podcaster and you just want to join us and promote yourself, that's all cool. We got a place for you here. And you can follow us on Twitter until it finally self-destructs. We're on Instagram as Mission Spooky. As I said before, we're going to try to be more active on our Facebook and in our new Facebook fan group. You can still rate and review us on iTunes, Podchaser, and Good Pods. Don't forget Good Pods. You can also listen to a whole bunch of stuff on Good Pods, and I'll also be having some Good Pods lists of other podcasts that we really like and enjoy. That's what I got going on.
Hell yeah.
I'll add for funsies, I did finish Picard. I thought it was fantastic. I love every minute of it. I'm hoping that we get more of the same, I suppose, is what... I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't watched the final episode yet. You should have by now. It's almost like... It'll be like 2 months by the time this airs.
I still have to finish, like, The Next Generation before I start that, huh?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't a Trekkie until, like, a year ago, right?
So oh, give me a break. My God. Okay, but listen, welcome.
I was a strictly Star Wars fanboy. So,
gotcha. Yeah, like watch Next Generation, watch Voyager. I absolutely love Deep Space Nine, but you don't have to watch Deep Space Nine. I definitely think that you will enjoy the character of Seven of Nine more if you've watched Voyager.
Okay.
Seven of Nine was a character that, as a woman, I kind of was like, oh, here we go. She's got giant boobs. She's in a really tight outfit. The only reason they have her on the show is to get people to watch the show.
I'm in. You got me.
Right? I mean, but here's the thing. Jeri Ryan is so fucking awesome in this role later on. She takes this character from, yeah, like, oh, the hot blonde with the giant boobs to she's fucking kicks your goddamn ass. And you love her. And you will follow her into anything. Like, Captain, my Captain, you gotta watch Voyager and, like, get to know her as a character, get to know what she went through, because it'll have a much better impact on you when you watch Picard.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm in either way, so.
And I watched Discovery. I loved all the seasons of it, and I'm all caught up, as I said before, on Strange New Worlds. So far, all of Trek has been amazing, and I just go with it. I'm not, like, I'm OG. Like, I grew up watching Captain Kirk, but, you know, I'm also not, like, one of those people that's like, oh, nothing can change, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, it was interesting to see other people's takes on Trek over the years, the same way that I'm happy with Star Wars as well. I think, honestly, the Disney stuff is better than episodes 1, 2, and 3. You gonna fight me, JC?
So, first off, all Star Wars is absolutely fantastic, and I love it all. I will die on this hill. Everything Star Wars makes is fan-fucking-tastic. But The Skywalker saga is in a thing of its own and should not be compared to the Mandalorian. You know, to say anything's better than anything else, I think is unfair and not right. Cord says he has different opinions.
Starkly different opinions, yes.
I'm saying entertainment factor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Seeing a shit ton of Jedis do awesome Jedi shit wasn't entertaining to you?
I think they're both entertaining. They're both entertaining in a different way.
I just said that I'm enjoying the Disney versions more, you know, the newer stuff a little bit more than even episodes 1, 2, and 3. Now, of 1, 2, and 3, 3 is my favorite. 3 makes 1 and 2 look like
dog doo doo.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Now, 1 had moments, but yeah, like 1 had moments, 2 had its moments, but 3 is just like, you know, the best of those
three. You want to know the best moments of episode 1?
When it was over?
All of the scenes that incorporated Watto.
The kids.
We do not take credits. I need money.
I need the money. I'm not a stereotype in any way, shape, or form.
Your Jedi mind tricks won't work on me.
I love Watto.
Oh, man. Anyway, JC's like, you both suck.
Yeah.
Misa gonna go now.
We don't talk about Jar Jar in this house, damn it.
I still like the fact that someone took Jar Jar Binks completely out of the first episode and it still made sense.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
I need to see this. I need it. So they like took the entirety of the whole
film. They just reshot. It's like, you know, they cut everything so it made sense. But you could literally watch the entire first film and without a minute.
So did they just like cut the entirety of the there's always a bigger fish scene or?
You know, erase him basically. It's like, oh, take a magic eraser, just he's just gone, you know. Because you could be just talking to the other guy, you know, you could be with the other Jedi.
Yeah, it's not like he added much to that.
No, he didn't.
Big Goopa.
There's always a bigger fish.
And they, like them just going to see Gunga, like just because, you know, like they didn't actually need anyone to help them go down there because they're fucking Jedi.
They just kind of like. Oh, they're down here. It just went.
Like, is there another species of people who live in the lake that could help us? And, you know, she'd be all like, yes, they're whatever. No, they can help us. Oh, great. We're just going to go.
Another one of the best characters. The leader of the Gungans.
Yes. Oh, my God. But anyway.
Musa kneeling to the Gungans? Misa like it.
Anyway.
Yeah, what a tangent, huh? Lakes. Well, you know, Gungans went in the lake.
Yep, we made it full circle, baby.
Yeah, buddy. We were getting around to it eventually. Woo!
You're good, right? You don't need to add anything else, right?
Shannon came in and gave me cheese, and now I'm eating that.
Shannon, where's my cheese?
Damn it. I'm so pissed. I meant to tell you guys, speaking of cheese, there is a place called Cheesequake Lake.
Okay.
Cheesequake State Park. I'm so pissed because I really, really, really wanted there to be some fucking haunting there so I could talk about Cheesequake.
If there's not...
I'm about to make a haunting.
Yeah, go make a haunting.
If there's not a cheesecake place in Cheesequake, they're losing out.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Where our where our cheesecakes will make you cheesy quake.
Oh. Nope, you ruined it. Let's send it home. Send it home. JC fucked it all up.
It is my thing.
Okay. Well, there is a place called Cheesequakes, but it's in San Francisco.
So when we going?
It's in San Francisco. I'm not going to California.
You don't want to go to San Fran?
Not really, no.
We could just drive there.
Me neither. Yeah, it's like what, a day? We can do that.
Yeah, probably not even like 30, 40 minutes tops.
Bro, that was the case. Jesus. Okay. We hit the gas kind of hard today, buddy.
I think you misread that. It's 30 to 40 hours, minutes.
No.
To San Francisco from here?
No.
You don't think? With stops? We gotta go to the bathroom.
Maybe 30 hours if you're walking.
To San Francisco.
Yeah, I know how long the distance between us and the others, literally the exact opposite side of the country is.
It's just like, wait, come on.
It takes 20 minutes for me to get to work on the other side of Allentown.
Oh, shit.
Wait, one sec. Google's still...
Yeah, mine too. It's like not
one,
telling me.
1 day and 20 hours.
There you go. Yeah, 43 hours. Damn, son.
Fuck damn, it. Son.
Got it almost 100% correct.
I mean...
Yeah, it's pretty close guess, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
2,907 miles. That's like one tank of gas, right?
Depending on what car you're driving.
Right.
Like an electric powered car. Yeah, it's only one tank of gas, buddy.
Well, I do want to tell you that it takes 39 days to walk to California from here. So
let's do it, boys.
I'm good.
Anyway, good time. So taking us out once again today on that note is Hallowed Hearts with their song Ruin. Go check them out on Instagram and Bandcamp. As always, stay spooky and don't die. But if you do, contact us
via going on a walk and using like one of those like location tracking, like hike tracker things to write your note on that. Take a screenshot, send it to us. The cycle breaks, still we run in circles. The stories we impose time and time again. The act already done. I feel spreading. Hope for the best now. Could this be what you crave? A broken past on the floor. I stare at myself. I long for more. Like broken shells.